WJTL, that's Ann Wilson. Hey, girl, Colton Dixon, My Light. Before that, a happy Tuesday to you. Olivia and Fred with you, 720.
For today's forecast, cloudy, windy, chances some scattered showers, high 53. Tonight, cloudy, chance showers, low 41. And for tomorrow, winning Wednesday, cloudy, chance of afternoon showers, high 52. Currently about 44 in Lancaster, 44 in Mannheim.
Our special guest today is our friend Doug Meyer. Doug is the chairperson for the Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning again, Doug.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. National Day of Prayer coming up this Thursday. Tell us about the theme for this year.
Yeah, the theme this year comes from James chapter 5. It is pray fervently in righteousness and avail much. And again, it's taken from James chapter 5. And Kathy Branzell, who's the president of the National Day of Prayer, commented on this theme by saying, our prayers invite God to bring his goodness and glory into our circumstances, relationships, communities, concerns, crises, and country. He avails his answers when we humble ourselves in the acknowledgement that we need him. Mm-hmm. And he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all we could ever ask, imagine, or accomplish in our own understanding and strength. As we pour out our hearts in sincere, faith-filled prayer, in the right and righteous condition of Christ's authority and affection in our hearts, we watch with great anticipation for the much of God to prevail.
Wow.
And so that's what we ask for as we gather to pray in whatever way you gather on Thursday, whether it's a community gathering that has been organized, whether through it's the motorcycle ride, or as we gather Thursday evening at Calvary Church, that we want the much of God to prevail as we bow our heads before him and we just beseech him on behalf of ourselves and our country.
And there are going to be community gatherings in Elizabethtown, Mount Joy, New Holland, Quarryville, Strasburg, like all over.
Yeah, all throughout the county. And the place to find that out, where the times and the specific location is, go to lancasterndp.com, and the information is there for you to see.
And then especially if they are able to come out to Calvary Church on Thursday.
That's right. Thursday night at Calvary Church, we will begin with the choir at 6:15. At the One Accord Choir with Amy Fenimore. Again, 100 people or so singing and just preparing our hearts as we come to the Lord in prayer and in praise and song. And Reggie and Lady Love Smith with the Gaithers will be joining us as the special featured musician and artist for the evening as they lead us. And Dr. Peter Tegg will guide us in our prayer time during the seven aspects of prayer as we pray through them.
And what are those seven aspects? Do you have those?
Well, let's see. They are, they include praying for the medical community, praying for people in need, praying for businesses and families and the government and military and law enforcement, praying for education, and praying for our churches. Mm-hmm. So we have people coming to pray for each of those areas.
National Day of Prayer is this Thursday. Lots of events going on. You can find those out at lancasterndp.com. And then Calvary Church, come around 6 o'clock, 6:15, the music will begin. It's absolutely free.
Yep,
absolutely free. Just show up. You don't need tickets.
That's right. Just show up and join us as we pray. And we ask the Lord to move among our country. We need revival. We need revival in our own hearts, in our churches, and in our country, and that's what we're going to ask the Lord to do.
Amen. Check it out online, lancasterndp.com. Come be a part of this year's Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Doug, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fred.
We love to see
much.
You. Blessings to you. And citizens taking us back to music, this is When We Pray on WJTL.